Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
It was 8 years ago that we first met our good friend Kathy Perry. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Hey, Kathy, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. Happy to be here, James.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Kathy?
Yes, Jim.
Yeah, I can see that. I get that all the time. Welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm in charge of the mayhem here on this show, the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We're celebrating the 8th anniversary of our great relationship with Kathy Perry, one of the world's experts on social media, my expert on social media here in my company. Kathy, thanks again for being here. KathyPerry.com, KP, KathyPerry.com. Amazon, what's Amazon up to? Amazon and Facebook, are they going to war? I mean, I've been hearing that Facebook's going to use WhatsApp. You can buy the stuff you see.
That's marketplace. They're doing a lot with their marketplace.
All right. So that's whatever it is. It's how Facebook's going to try to compete with Amazon.
Well, actually, but the bigger thing is Amazon is seeing that Google and Facebook, they're getting the lion's share of the $88 billion online ad market.
Wow.
And they decided that they want to participate in that.
Amazon.
And so we're going to see a lot more. Amazon's going after that marketplace, and they're going to be having a lot more ads being targeted based on what the consumers are looking for. So, you know, I think it's going to be a huge, huge interruption in the marketplace for Google and Facebook. I think that they are going to notice that Amazon is deciding that it wants its share of that $88 billion marketplace of ad revenue.
Do you remember someone telling you how ugly it was going to get when they started going after each other like this and trying to compete with each other?
How far they're going to continue to have
amazing digital leverage
and you got
their digital virtual digital assistants and their ability to listen in and all yep. that. We're heading in that direction. This is the war, isn't it?
Yeah,
this,
we are. We are heading in that direction.
You just announced the beginning of the war, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, and Amazon has a big advantage because of its wealth of data and analytics on the consumer shopping habits. So they know what you're looking for. They know what you want to buy. And they can put the ads in front of you a lot easier. Where on Facebook, you're really just suggesting opportunities for people to buy. So, you know, it's not quite the same. They're not out looking for them.
They're not managing the same information. The information Facebook has is not as merchandisable as what Amazon has.
Exactly.
So here's another thing. Amazon, it's my understanding, has 40% of the voice search. See, voice, as you know, we're moving toward the screenless world.
Moving towards voice. Yes,
we're moving away from the screen toward the voice. And Amazon, so my point is, you talked about how the advantages that the others have, what each one has over the other. They've all got different advantages. Amazon's got the voice, and they're not going to back down. And they've got the money, They've all got the money to keep running. I mean, literally, this is tantamount to a nuclear war at the social media level. Right? Am I right?
Yes. It's going to be big. It's going to be big because, you know, Amazon, whenever they go into a marketplace, they pretty much dominate. And we've seen it over and over again. And they are realizing, hey, we have an opportunity to make more money. We've been missing out. Think about this, though, Kathy.
When they all get to the point where they kind of at loggerheads, they're kind of holding each other off, and the only thing that they can possibly do to get to the next level is to violate certain trusts. Does anybody think that they won't do that? Does anybody possibly think they won't do that?
Mm-mm. Well, they already know that they're listening in.
Yeah,
we already know they're listening in. They're tracking everything we do. So, you know, I think you have a new book about something like that.
Well, this is the thing. folks, this is what's coming. And see, this is what worries me about small businesses, Kathy, is small businesses.
Yeah.
They're gonna use their capital. I mean, Amazon's worth $2,000 a share right now. It's a $1 trillion company, and so that company has so much cash, they can do anything they want. Small businesses can't even begin to compete on some of the technical levels that they have. I mean, because their capability is a quantum leap above ours, not the next level, a quantum leap above ours. And as they continue to pursue this against each other, there are so many negative, bad things that are going to come from the trying to pursue the consumer that I'm really worried about. And I don't feel like a Luddite for saying that. Do you, Kathy?
No, I know it's going to impact small businesses. It already has. Amazon has impacted so many small businesses. You know, they do offer a platform for a small business, but
then they
compete.
It doesn't make up for it. No. And they abuse that platform. No. They abuse small business owners in that platform because they've abused me in that platform. Hold on to that thought. We got more to come after this break. We're going to talk about Twitter and LinkedIn and other topics with our good friend Kathy Perry. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.